It's 9 o'clock Mountain Time. It's Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. And boy, we're getting down to the election coming up here pretty quickly. So, wow. Shema Tobin hopefully will join us here shortly. So we will, he's having a little issue getting in from Cantaloupe's, but hopefully he'll show up here quickly. Tom Eagleoff, your morning mayor here. And we should let you know that Tom and Shane Facebook Live and YouTube Live every weekday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, so please share that with your friends if you wouldn't mind doing that for us. We would appreciate that. And, of course, we're on the air every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Just click on or go to KMMSAM.com. Click Listen Now, and please share that info with your friends because we'd like to have people from all over the country and all over the world join us. So, as I say, limited commercial interruption on that show as well, since it's on Saturday. Nobody wants to buy ads on Saturday, so we have news and, I don't know, probably a couple PSAs, and that's about it. Let's see. You can also watch past shows at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast at KMMSAM.com. And if you're watching us right now on YouTube, by all means, please subscribe and like us and comment on our podcast. And we also have a new feature on YouTube. It's called Timestamps. And what we do, each topic, we put a time stamp on it. So you can go over to YouTube and look at our show at Tom and Shane Know Business and Politics, K-N-O-W, not N-O. Tom and Shane Know Business and Politics. And, yeah, you just click on the time of the topic you want to hear, and it'll take you directly to that topic. So if you don't want to sit through the whole show or try and find that one topic that interests you, then you'll be able to get that stuff right away. So Shane is trying to get in from Cantaloupe's, Canada, so we'll hopefully have him here shortly, but we'll run along and start without him as he tries to get his way in here. So we'll see what's going on. Anyway, our top story, guess what? Joe Biden has finally decided he's going to open up on Hunter Biden and the thing there. So he was doing a local TV interview from his Delaware basement with a Wisconsin ABC affiliate. They brought up the subject, and Biden called it a desperate campaign to smear him. The angry pushback comes a day before Biden is to face Trump, of course, in the debate tomorrow night in Nashville. And Trump, of course, is going to accuse him of corruption. And Biden said, asked if there were any legitimacy to what Johnson was claiming. That would be Wisconsin the Republican Senator Ron Johnson. He put out a statement on Homeland Security letterhead saying Hunter Biden, together with the other Biden family members, profited off Biden's name. And when asked about it, Biden said, none whatsoever. There's no legitimacy to it, none whatsoever. This is the same garbage. Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's a last-ditch effort in a desperate campaign to smear me and my family. So also, he also noted that Mitt Romney of Utah had criticized the committee's action to dig into this. I don't know what's happened to Romney, but I don't know. He needs to change his affiliation, I guess. Even the man who served with him on that committee, the former nominee for the Republican Party, said there's no basis to it. And the vast majority of the intelligent people have come out and said there's no basis at all. Ron should be ashamed of himself. And that's what he that's what he says, according to that. So, boy, I don't know. It seems there's an awful lot of speculation going on as to Biden's, you know, with this laptop that, you know, as I say, I was a little suspect at first when it came to light, but it seems like a lot of the things on it have been verified by people who got the emails and whatever. And I know that the Dems still want to do it as a, well, what is a Russian conspiracy? It's a Russian, I don't know. I can see Putin sitting around the table and say, okay, guys, what can we do to get Biden elected? Well, let's see. Why don't we fake a laptop? We'll take it to a local place in Delaware for repair, and we'll sign Hunter Biden's name, and we hope that the owner there will turn it over to the FBI. So, yeah, that makes more sense than anything I've heard, other than, you know, somehow the Russians get you to change your vote as soon as you walk in the ballot box. I don't know how that's going to happen. But anyway, Hunter, I think they're going to say something about this tomorrow on the debate that to bring Shane finally was able to get on. How you doing there?
Well, my daughter finally seated and helping me.
Helping you get on?
Yeah, helping me find myself.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you're here, because we were just going over that our top story that Joe Biden finally broke his silence on Hunter's laptop. He's finally come out and said some things to a Wisconsin reporter regarding this, that it's all crap, it's all a hoax, it's all a conspiracy theory, it's all whatever, you know.
So denying it.
Well, yeah, he says he's still calling it a smear campaign. Let's see. I'll recap for you just a little bit. When asked whether Hunter profited off the family name, he said it was profited off his name. He said it was garbage. Called it part of a smear. Still hasn't said it. Well, he did. He did say it never happened. Let's see. The reporter asked if there's any legitimacy to what Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin on the Homeland Security Committee, asked if there's any legitimacy to what Johnson was claiming, and he said none whatsoever. This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's a last-ditch effort in a desperate campaign to smear me and my family. So that's his latest. That's his latest remarks, Shane. So
okay. So I have to ask. I mean, it begs the question.
Yeah.
So his son didn't get money from the Ukraine government.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said it's all garbage and, you know, there's no validity to it. And I'm sure Biden didn't get any money. Otherwise, it would have been on the tax returns he just released, wouldn't it?
Well, you would suspect it. Yeah, that's right. You would suspect that it would. Yeah, I would think it.
I mean, he just released his tax return, so you'd think there'd be a, you know, line 42, China money, billions.
Meanwhile, the New York Times keeps releasing tax information about Trump that they received, and, you know, Twitter's not blocking it, Facebook's not blocking it, and it's a federal offense, 20 years in jail, like a $100,000 fine. Like,
yeah, we've got Trump's taxes on our agenda today. we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But the I think it'll be interesting tomorrow. You got your peaker up again. I was hearing myself.
Oh, really?
All right. Let's take some comments here. Let's see. Linda says, good morning. Jim says, good morning, everybody. Happy to have all you guys here. And, of course, you can comment on Facebook or YouTube, either one. And we'll be happy to entertain your comments as we go through the day. But it'll be interesting how Trump will work this into the debates tomorrow, Shane. You know he's going to put it in there someplace. He's got to bring it up. So, well, in other news, we have the New York Times again. They say Trump has Chinese bank accounts. So that's pretty interesting. President Trump maintains a bank account in China, and his tax records show that he spent at least a decade attempting unsuccessfully to get licensing deals and pursuing other projects in the country. And the Times obtained Trump's tax records and found that he has three foreign bank accounts. The other two are in Britain and Ireland, and those do not appear on his public financial disclosures because they are held under corporate names. And says he paid $188,561 in taxes in China while trying to secure licensing deals, and some of those licensing deals have been approved after he became president. But as we know, he's divested everything to the kids. They're running the show. They're not in public office. So,
you know, Trump Corporation is a brand company, basically, as we talk. They have bricks and mortar and owning properties and managing like golf courses and buildings, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, the vast amount of the revenue generated by branding, it was over $520 million in 16. In 2017, it was $655 million. You know, there's 22,500 employees as of 2015. So it's not a small operation. I mean,
it isn't. Yeah.
It's a serious company.
Yeah.
But again, the learned observation is why are these people continuing to, you know, report on information that's illegally received? Like, that's so.
Yeah.
And you know, you gotta wonder, like, and it's like, gee, what's 14 days from the election?
It's actually 11, I think.
11, yeah. The third.
It'll be a week from yesterday is the election. Two weeks from yesterday, sorry.
Yeah, 10 days in October and 3 days in 14 days.
Right.
So, it's so laughable because, of course, this has been going on for years and years and years, but they make it like it's just something they learned today.
Yeah. You
know, that he has a Chinese bank account. Whoa, big deal, right? Like,
I don't think that's illegal. And particularly, it's not his bank account. It's the company's bank account. So, give me a break. Yeah. All right. Bob's here. Thanks, Bob, for showing up. Bruce is here. There's Shane. Shane Matama's alive.
I am.
He's alive.
I'm in my bunker. I want everyone to know I'm in the basement, okay?
That's right. He's down in the basement there in Canada. I mean, he's in the Witless Protection Program, of course, right. Everyone knows.
No, I'm in the Biden Protection Program.
That's right. Yeah, you are.
The COVID Protection Program.
Well, we got to delve into this bank account thing from the New York Times here a little closer, Shane, because I don't know if anybody did, if anybody actually read the New York Times article on his taxes that said he paid $250. The article actually says he filed extensions from 2016 and 2017, prepaid $5.2 million, ended up owing less, left the money with the IRS for future payments, and only had to pay $750 for the first 2 years, and because he'd already overpaid in the previous 2 years. So the New York Times admits there's nothing illegal in the returns. Trump didn't cheat or break the law. And as Shane said, we should all be worried as Americans about how these returns were obtained, because as Shane eloquently pointed out, that's illegal to do that crap. You can't do that. You can't do that stuff. You know, I think I'm pretty sure the Fourth Amendment says we're secure in our papers and our private, stuff. So give me an effing break on that, deal. Constitution right there. Yeah. I've got, I have mine right here too. We've got it handy.
Search and arrest warrants, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, offices, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. The learned realm of journalism once again fails the American people.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Why there isn't a, why there's not a legal action against the New York Times, against whoever released the returns to them, if they're accurate.
But they'll go back then to the First Amendment, and freedom of the press and free speech, and that, they don't have to disclose their
sources. But if they obtain information illegally,
That's right.
If the bank robber brings $100,000 in and plops it on the desk.
I want to deposit $100,000, but $1 million.
Yeah, would you do this for me?
I'm here to deposit $100,000. Make that $2 million. I want to,
right.
We'll be
happy to deposit it for you, Hunter.
Yeah. You wouldn't happen to have a computer you could leave here from the room.
Yeah, right. Yeah, leave us your computer while you're here, and we'll get that done online.
I will show you how to do banking online.
That's it. Yeah, all right. Well, the other things that are happening, of course, we've got 38 million ballots cast so far, 2-1 Democrat. That's what the reports are saying, Shane. And
how
something
would they know that though?
What's that?
How would they know that?
Well, they know that.
Well, no, I heard you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm assuming it's correct, but yeah. Unless the ballots had been opened and counted, how would they know it, that 2-1 are Democrats?
Exit polls.
They do exit polls on mail-in polling?
No, people are standing in line voting in person. Oh, they're voting ahead of Election Day.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. So you asked.
Yeah, 38 million ballots have been cast so far as of today, I guess, or whatever, yesterday or whoever.
That'd be provisional and mail-in as well, right?
Well, people can stand, you know, I can go down and vote in person at the election office.
I appreciate that.
If I want to stand in line. Also, my wife and I are going to fill out our ballots, and tomorrow we're going to take them down, and I'm going to hand deliver them to the election office.
Well, aren't you a good American?
Well, I'm a good American because I don't trust the post office to, you know.
Well, and you know the snow's coming.
Yeah. Well, my postman's got a Trump or got a Biden sticker on the postal truck.
That's the one.
Yeah, well, I'm kidding. I don't know if he has. I don't know what he's got. Well, anyway, if we look back at 2016, though, Shane, more than 46 million people voted before Election Day, and that was breaking an early voting record. And but by the time the votes were counted, it became clear that nearly every poll's expectation of Hillary Clinton becoming the 45th president was drastically wrong, and Donald Trump would be heading to the White House. So that was the issue back in 2016. So, before the election, we had at least 10 million more people than today who had put, well, not quite 10 million by advanced calculus, but, that's where we we are.
Yeah. If you go look at the counties again, there's over 34,000 counties in your country. As you know, he took over 32,000. She took just over 1,500 counties.
Well, she took the ones with the most population, though.
That's just So again, once again, she with 1,500 counties. Mm-hmm. They were the most populated, and that's why she won the popular vote. But doesn't matter, because the state overall, and the counties within the state, and the votes within the state matter.
Mm-hmm.
So there is your electoral college that, of course, they want to get around because they think it'll change things. I'm not so sure. We will see. That's why this I don't know that it's going to be the most important election your country will ever have, but it certainly will be the most interesting on two points. Mm-hmm. Will more than 61% of the people show up to vote? And I think it could be 62 or 63. And that's a lot of votes. There's 240 million votes. Are eligible electors.
Mm-hmm.
And if there isn't an increase, whoever wins still a plurality, because a half of 62% is 31% electing the president. So that's not good, right? You think that more than 31% of your country would pick the president.
Yeah.
Having said that, if it's 2 or 3 more points, who successfully got out new people to vote? Well, we know from 2016 that's Trump, right? Like people never even voted before.
Well, around 138 million people voted in 2016, and that's only 58.1% of the voting eligible population. And in Pennsylvania, 61.3% of voting eligible population voted, around 5.9 million. And voter percentage is not higher than the 28 election of 61.6 or 2012 58.6 election turnout for that. So. But as you were just talking about, rural voters supported Trump 62% in that, and 53% of white women voted for Trump. And Hillary was unable to keep core states that Obama won in 2008. That would be Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Florida. So
and Ohio.
And well, Ohio's kind of a back and forth, but
you're talking about the blue wall.
They're gonna most people say that
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, most people say you can, Republican can't win without Ohio. So
that's right.
I don't know.
And at least one of the four blue states we just talked about, which is
He's going to have to carry some of those other ones. So yeah. In other news, let's see.
Be still my heart. There's other news.
We've got 40 more minutes to go. So, yeah, there's other news.
Okay.
Other things are happening besides just Biden and Trump.
That's true.
And the vote.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right. Yep. Well, we're going to move on to one of those other things right now, which is lawyers can't locate the parents of 545 immigrant kids, or migrant kids, I should say, separated at the U.S. border. So, the parents are, this is a good way to get rid of the rugrats. We'll just leave them in the cages down there.
Yeah, so. Right. They suspect the parents have gone back or been, deported.
Yeah, deported, yeah.
Their country and the kids have stayed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure the parents want them to be returned.
As long as they're here, why should that be?
I don't know whether they fall in the dreamers column or just.
They might, depending on. Well, no, the date of that is up.
You had to
get in by a certain date to be a dreamer. So,
but I thought this article was numbers from 2017. And the other thing was they found out 550 that they had. Had been able to put together with their parents. So, once again, the U.S. government, you can't, you can blame Trump, but it's an agency under which manages. But here we go again, right?
Yeah. Well, according to the article, it says about 2/3 of the people were deported. So they're wherever they are, and whether they want the kids back or not, who knows. But one thing we need to stress about that, why the kids were separated from their parents in the first place, and a lot of people don't know why that happens, and there's three reasons why. There's three big reasons why the kids are separated. One is they need to make sure that the person with them is actually a parent or a guardian, that they're not a child trafficker. Second reason is they've got to make sure that the kid's not being abused by the parent or guardian or the accompanying adult.
That's right.
And the third reason is they need to make sure that the person who is accompanying the child is not wanted for some kind of crime in the country they came from, that they're not abetting a criminal to our justice system. So all three things about separating the kids are for the protection of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And this was started, of course, in the Obama administration, the 20-day rule. But the 20-day rule kind of went out the window when 2,000 people show up at the border. So
with kids.
With kids. Yeah. And so it took a little bit longer for that to take place. So
another behind, developing these rules was they showed up at the border with kids with no papers.
Well, yeah, that was another thing too.
The cause isn't just that they came to your country with children; it's that they came with no papers.
Yeah, and that too. Yeah, they had to establish that they're, where they're from and who they are, and they're not wanted for a crime.
What's amazing is tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands have come with papers from whichever country they've, identify them. Yeah.
Well, Mexico let them walk right through. Hey, as long as you keep going, I can't imagine. We have three or four or five caravans of at least 1,000 people each. I can't imagine the trail of refuge and crap they left through the middle of Mexico. I think if I were in Mexico, I would say, hey, pooper scoopers, maybe.
Maybe that and other recyclable material, but. No food. I'm sure they ate all the food.
There's Twinkie wrappers from Nogales to Warsaw.
There is everywhere.
That's what I'm sure there is. Let's see. Linda says, regarding the debate does not really matter because Trump has been fought for the for the left for years. 99% of the voters have made up their minds. This election comes down to one and only one choice, capitalism versus socialism. And Jim says, if a publisher does not break the law publishing stolen documents, if they had no interest in the stealing of the documents, does a fence get in? Does a fence get in trouble for handing? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading that.
For them to take any documents that were illegally acquired, which in this case would be IRS documents, because there's only two people that can release them: the IRS, or the person that they've investigated, or in this case, Trump. So. Those are the only two people that can release them. And so obviously they've illegally acquired them, and that's against it's a federal offense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want yours released, Chip.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Anyway.
So. James.
All right. Let's see. In other news.
On the other hand, I would want mine released, so maybe more women might call me.
Well, that'd be true. Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, yeah.
Date night just doesn't work anymore. You know, with COVID-19, there's just no date night.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, you think in-person learning's hard? Try in-person meeting, okay? That's even worse. Now you have to pay for a blind date. I mean, at least, you know, before you went on a blind date, it was free, right?
Yeah. Well, not in Taiwan. Cambodia.
<There you go. laughs>
But anyway, can I go on now? Are you you done?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the DOJ sues Google for alleged antitrust violation. We talked about this the other day, but the lawsuit was filed on Tuesday, and we'll see how this you know, how this turns out, because, the Department of Justice accusing Google of violating antitrust laws and a bunch of other things.
I love what the article implies. The article implies that your Department of Justice, headed by the Attorney General of the United States, overruled the senior lawyers who said they needed more time. More time. Well, yeah. Why is it with lawyers they always have it? We need more time. We need to bill more time. Okay.
Don't we have a case? Don't we have a case ready to go just in case? What kind of lawyers are you anyway? What are we paying you for?
But I mean, let's do this. Set the date, and you know, you'll have, because it'll be a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like next week. Yeah. And you know, you've already got enough information to move, and you can keep looking for more, you know, like, let's get on with this. The snail pace to law is unfair, even for people that are wealthy. They delay because they're wealthy, and it's delayed for you if you're not, because of incompetence. And sad, because you know, you're supposed to be entitled to a speedy trial. That's also in your constitution.
That's true. Well, Google, 94% of the mobile search engine market across the U.S. Yahoo had 2%, Bing had 2%, DuckDuckGo had 2%, and other lesser search engines had 1% or less than 1% of the items. And some things that they're talking about in the lawsuit. The things that they're bringing under the Sherman Antitrust Act, dominating search engine space because they have 94% of the market, and monetizing its dominance through ads because they make some money, they can cut individual ads with mobile companies to make sure that they are the search engine on mobile phones. And they're spending billions to cement the dominance with exclusionary various companies to make sure that they are the primary or at least a default search engine in those platforms.
Okay, I didn't understand anything you just said, but so that are clueless about technology stuff like here's my take on it. This is simple. Google Alphabet, the parent company, has an algorithm, and it's insidious. Any new web page, it comes up every day, thousands a day, and this is global.
Mm-hmm.
Their algorithm is out there like a snake. It goes out and finds them and brings them back. Bam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the other companies you're talking about, and this is how Google will win this case.
Yeah.
They'll go into court and they'll say to Bing and they'll say to Yahoo and who was the other one?
DuckDuckGo.
They'll say, so how many websites do you have access to? Because we have 100% access to everyone. And all four of them will say, well, or three, we don't have complete access because we don't have your algorithm. So maybe they'll sue, then to get the government to demand that Google share their algorithm so they could compete. Now, that would be a nut buster.
Yeah.
Or as I would say, tender orange time. All right.
Yeah. Well, if you look at Apple and... if you look at Apple and the other, Microsoft, and there used to be, there used to be several platforms. Netflix was one, and, there was a bunch of others that when the internet first reared its ugly head. But
they had to hire thousands of employees to type in new websites every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you do. Yeah, you've got to put them in the system.
Yeah, but
yeah. Now there's an outfit called DMOZ. DMOZ. Yeah. .com. And you can submit your website there. DMOZ.org. It is.
Yeah. But you can.
And that's one place Google gets a lot of their websites is from. That platform.
Well, they have an algorithm that searches them out.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, you can also put yours in there.
You can put your website anywhere you want. You can put it on you can put it on Google.
So from our Facebook listeners, one of the examples James uses for the New York Times to get stolen material was the Pentagon Papers.
Not so.
Okay.
That was a different matter in what happened. And it was a specific source, and he stole them. And the Supreme Court made a determination that he had the right to them and shared them with the New York Times. It's like Comey sharing that information of the meeting he had with Trump, right?
Okay.
He gave it to a friend who gave it to the New York Times.
Yeah. Let's see. I thought Elon Musk was setting up an entire satellite network to run the internet and run cars, run robot drones, delivering product, everything through his network. That could be. Yeah.
Oh, it's true. SpaceX has done it. And actually, 2 days announced that they have closed the first link. They're low orbit satellites. So the satellites are about the size of Sputnik, if you remember Sputnik. They're not very large. They're only, small orbs because they're basically antennas. And he's popping off 50 at a time in one of his rockets.
Yeah.
So, 10, 15 rockets, he'll have a full ring. From what I understand, you have to pay $19 a month for access to it. So right now, it gives you access anywhere in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
You will increase that access to reduce the cost. And hopefully, of course, people that can't. White privileged people will pay $19.
That's true, yeah.
All the rest of those people out there, they'll pay you a buck.
They'll steal it like they do the internet from your neighbor. Just tap into the line. Put a splitter in there.
Yeah, the internet is being redistributed freely now. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. Let's see. Well, Shane, I really hate to report news that everyone already knows as a fact, but we're going to do it anyway. According to polls, many people in the U.S. distrust campaign info. What a surprise. I just assumed every postcard I got in the mail was absolute truth beyond compare.
there's such nice pictures of them, and they're
I know they got their families there, and the dog, and you know, their pet hamster, and you know, the kid with pigtails, and you know, the girl too, you know.
And it makes me comforted because they show you a picture of them sitting in an office chair with all this equipment, and you're going,
yeah.
Well, I bought all that, so you know.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
like, thank you very much for that.
Thanks for letting me see you comfortable with everything I bought you.
That's true, but yeah, I don't know. Every campaign I get in the mail, regardless of who the candidate is, they do not protect current conditions or pre-existing conditions. They don't. So don't vote for any of them because they're all liars and cheats, and they don't want to protect you, no matter what party they're from. Who cares? You know, you're going to die. You're just going to die if you elect them. So just don't even vote. It's not
well,
even
you're
worth
still
it.
You're going to pay taxes if you elect them.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So that's for yeah. certain. On that. Now, will you die? Yeah, well, we're all going to die. Hopefully not within the two-year term that they're around, or six-year or four-year mm-hmm. office.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of these things that you find so frustrating. And
yeah.
and again, when you have a conversation with people, if they're willing to admit it, because, you know, see, I for one, wouldn't do that. If someone said, did you vote? I'd say, yep.
Oh, yeah. No, anybody comes and knocks on the door. Sorry, we're done.
Yeah.
See
yeah,
ya.
Yeah. 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 I'm not going to get into a conversation with someone.
And just as a side, whoever you're representing, I didn't vote for them.
Yeah, right.
So. No problem.
Conversation. Well, you yeah. have the government that you didn't elect.
That's right. Yeah.
No vote, and you shouldn't complain if you didn't vote. So
that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Jim says you can sign me up to that Elon Musk deal for $19 a month. I'll even pay $40. Wyoming has a lousy internet. So good job, Jim. Well,
a lot of sagebrush out there, though.
That's for sure. Yep. That's going to be tough.
Yeah,
so
come up for an idea yeah. of what you could use fresh mm-hmm. sagebrush for.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I've tried to smoke it, not worth a damn.
Yeah, I know you can't do anything with it. Well,
remember the milk was all yeah. up when you know you yeah. light one up and you.
I know. Yeah. Well, just to show you how confident Joe Biden is, so much work to do. He's planning for the transition. He's got to put a government together in, mm-hmm. what, 10 days or so, probably less by the time this election is decided. It'll probably be after Christmas before they figure out who the winner is. But
well, you know, the guy that had the worst transition in history as president of the United States was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Fort Sumter was fired on by the Confederates.
I know. Yeah.
2 weeks before he took the oath of office, folks. So, you know,
yeah.
How great is that? Whoa, I'm elected president.
Ta-da-da. Yeah.
I'm off from Illinois to, you know, to Washington, D.C.
Right.
He didn't even know until he got to Washington. He didn't know,
I know.
Until 2 days later. What? We're at war with ourselves? Yeah. A yeah. civil war? Oh, great. Aren't I a lucky guy?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let me find the thing on that if I can here for a minute. Jeez, now I'm trying to find it. That particular story here. Anyway, I've got them all up here, but I don't know where they are. Yeah. Yeah. Biden's biggest challenge may begin the day after election. If he wins, he'll have just over 10 weeks to set up a new government. He'll have to show that his team can better handle a public health crisis. He'll have to contend with what Democrats say is the damage Trump has done. And he'll face pressure from liberals to deliver early wins with personnel and cabinet picks. So, you know, he's going to have Eskimos in there. He'll have to have, you know, Samoans, Norwegians. I don't know. It never ends, you know, what he's going to have in there. So. That's where we're going to be. So by all means,
it's all Biden people Obama people, and Obama got his people from the Clinton people. So
yeah, so
Clinton people yeah. haven't died from retirement or been
killed by the Clintons. So yeah,
killed by the Clinton or have retired.
Yeah,
will end up in Biden's.
That will be it. Yeah,
because he doesn't know anybody, right? Like
no. Yeah, he's only been there 47 years, so who will he get? You know, Maxine Waters or?
And as we discussed this, because it's really important, the West Wing you know, you've got the old executive building across the street, which right. has been in the Ford building.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4,500 people. It's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a few in there. Yeah.
I only know 10. I mean,
Yeah. Well, you know, you know the most important 10.
Yeah, for me, because they all speak English. That's important.
Well, that's true. Yeah, because you're multilingual. You speak Canadian and English. So
yeah, I'm blessed.
You're blessed with that ability.
Yeah, the king's language.
Yeah. Well, in news, it had to happen, Shane. It had to happen.
Again?
Yep. Barrett was a trustee at a private school with anti-gay policies.
Oh,
here we go. Oh, my God. Like, yeah, that's the story.
You know, well, yeah. Another minority group, you know, under the big tent of the demolition party, they do nothing for, but... Yeah. Used constantly as a spray for racism, because that comment right there is a racist comment, right?
Yeah. They're
accusing her of racism. So.
Well, she served on the board of private Christian schools that barred admission to children of same-sex parents and made it plain that openly gay and lesbian teachers weren't welcome in the classroom. The policy that discriminated against LGBTQ people and their children were in place for years at Trinity Schools, which is affiliated with, say it with me, People of Praise. The Associated Press spoke with more than two dozen people who said the community's teachings have been consistent for decades, holding that homosexuality is an abomination against God. Sex should occur only within marriage, and marriage should be between a man and a woman. So,
well, here's the result of that. We've already seen over the summer. The result of the cancel culture educating our children, you know, from 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you've got the millennials, the ones that sort of had their head on straight with kids, family, and having to do stuff besides protesting. And they're now concerned going to parents' meetings here in Canada, because it's now a big thing with primary school girls to talk about being transgender. It's not that they, you know, they're thinking about it. They haven't actually done anything yet.
But the
teacher says this is an open subject, and we should talk about how you feel about being a transgender. So this is not good stuff.
I was going to say, people who are afraid to bring kids into the world because they think the climate's going to change and the place is going to go south. I think you got bigger fish to fry than that. If you, with the way the education system is going, I don't know. I have no problem with, you know, people and their sexual, you know, whatever, but, I think when you're talking about religion, and that's what we're talking about here, is that she is a religious person, and she was in these groups, and they don't approve, or they say that according to their beliefs, if you have a contrary belief, I don't know too many religions in the world that embrace homosexuality. There may be some, but
and when did this start? It started back in the 80s when men had private clubs.
Yeah,
women's group went and sued them and said you can't have private clubs. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now walk around any town, anywhere, any square. And what do you find? Women with their own private exercise gyms.
Sure.
They're private.
Yeah.
You know, I can't go in there because they feel uncomfortable because men are staring at them in their tighty tights, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's like the same thing here. Like, pro-life is a great thing, except it's wrong.
Yeah.
We want free choice. A woman has the right to her own body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the science doesn't apply to other things, okay? Because science can only be right in certain ways. Well, I'm sorry, but the issue of heterosexuality is a choice. Science has proved it. It's this is an old science. We talk about all the studies, and so it's a choice. So that means that when you're influencing children at a young age, not just about what they're learning, but how they make choices.
Yeah.
You know, because most choices kids get is like the food I eat. That's a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, or the clothes I wear. You know, these are nominal choices. You know?
Yeah.
Although you look at some people that go to Walmart and you wonder, oh my God.
Did you get dressed in the dark or what?
Exactly. And what did you wear when you're 5 or 6 years old to Walmart?
I was going to say, I don't know. But anyway.
My point is that I don't disagree with you. I don't. Everyone's entitled to their. It's free choice. You're entitled.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But don't say it's not free choice. Don't make the argument, oh, no. This biological. This is your DNA is telling you that you want it. No, that's not what's going on here.
Yeah. Well, I can only speak for myself, but I can tell you without any reservation whatsoever that I was not born with a sexual preference. That's something that was learned through experience, through observation and society and family and whatever else, is out there. So in many cases, people decide to do things and change things because it's to their benefit to do that. So.
And the guy that had the publisher of Playboy was a perfect example, right? I mean, at the time, well, if you look back in the last 50 years of our life, right, of our generation, what would have been the greatest job to have? Publisher of Playboy.
Be Hugh Hefner, yeah.
Yeah, well, and Hugh Hefner elicited gay female relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. He was into that whole French, menage.
Well, he was the whole opening up of the sexual revolution, I guess. And I'm not sure we want to do that today.
No, I'm just, but, I'm making
yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I understand that. So, well, moving on from the bedroom to the debate room.
Oh, good, because I don't want to move to the shower.
That's right. All right. So Trump's holding rallies. Biden's doing prep. So
I think he really is.
Well, I don't know. I think he's probably in the basement saying, "How am I gonna?" Well, I'm sure he's doing prep because he's got to be able to handle his son's deal. I mean, he's got to be able to say something because that's going to come up tomorrow night.
Well,
Trump's going to put it in there one way or another.
I mean, all of that's going to. And I think that Trump was well versed in bringing up H1N1 in his town hall meeting a week ago. In regards to Biden and the great Obama and how they failed the American people with H1N1 in 2009.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be. I think he's got to bring up oil. He's got to bring up fracking. I'm very curious to see how this, mic thing works. It only goes to Trump's favor if it doesn't work out. Biden loses if the mic thing doesn't work out. I just see it that way.
Well, we'll see. The biggest complaint, I guess, is the debate topics.
Of course.
The debate topics should be the economy, jobs,
prepared.
Yeah. COVID, obviously, they're going to talk about that.
But, trade deals,
Yeah. COVID, they're going to talk about that, which is a plus for Biden, because if you haven't handled it, then you have no dog in the fight. So you can say, I'll handle it better than he did because, I didn't do it. So there you are.
With the exception, of course, of everything that Biden has on his site, because if you go look at it.
Yeah.
Trump's already done everything that Biden.
I know, yeah. So I got to say, he wants to do all these commissions and do all these groups, and he's going to get all these people together, and they're all going to talk, and they're all going to have a wonderful time, and kumbaya, and build fires, and roast marshmallows.
And enforce the Production Act. Get companies to produce things that are needed.
I was going to say, weren't you the guy that sent jobs overseas, you and your boss? So. Anyway, American families, I don't know what that means. Race in America, climate change. Of course, we got to have climate change because, oh, my God. And now national security, I think, is a great opening for Trump. Because under national security, if Biden did, in fact, deal with these overseas people, there may be deals we don't know about, and is Biden open to blackmail? That's what they always said about Trump, you know, that Putin's got all this stuff on Trump. So here we go. You know, we're gonna.
You expect when Biden wins, you know, it's going to be China, right? They the election, they interfered, and the billion and a half, you know, they got him cheap.
I would say so. Yeah. So, but anyway, most of these topics, other than the COVID, are not in the top 10 of most Americans. You know, most Americans want jobs. They want to go back to work. They want the economy to be strong. They want to be safe, law and order. Where are all these things? You know, I mean, that's climate change is way down the list of this stuff, you know, and leadership. Yeah. Leadership, give me a break, you know. I mean, that's a definition that's different for everybody.
You know, Nixon had a line, you know, the silent majority, and it got him two majorities.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan had a great line, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Got him two majorities.
Yeah.
And I think Trump's best line is, what do you have to lose? Which he asked people 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, what do you have to lose today? Everything.
Yeah.
That to me, that's the line. What do you have to lose? Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ask it, define it, and say it.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, when you're looking at everything we've talked about in the last 3 months, I don't know, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Your place is a great country club, but some of the rules are posting at the door. You know, like we had a rule by our swimming pool on the front gate, you know. Please don't pee in our swimming pool. We don't swim in your toilet, you know, like things like that, you know, yeah. Confidence things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There were, all kinds of things like that, that were out there. Sorry. Get us both back up here for a minute.
There were signs when I was a kid in Billings, you know, construction was all new, but they had construction signs and they said, mm-hmm. you know, don't play here or dig caves. They collapse on you. Right. Like they did. Like the accident signs like that, you know, and yeah, it's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, I took my daughter to the school. Mm-hmm. And you know, they've got little signs up for cars, you know, don't just sit here, don't loiter, you know. So it's not like it's a bad situation, but some of the new ones they're tough, the new sign.
No, they are absolutely right. So, all right. Well, in other news, a grand juror got permission, I guess, to speak out on the Breonna Taylor case that we all have heard about. And he won a court fight to speak publicly about the investigation, taking issue with the statements by Kentucky Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
He said Tuesday, the juror did, that the jury was not given the option to consider charges connected to Taylor's shooting death by the police. The grand juror had filed to speak publicly after Attorney General Daniel Cameron announced last month that no officers would be directly charged in the March shooting death of Taylor during a narcotics raid. So that is that's where we are with Breonna Taylor. So,
well, the interesting thing is that you know, the one officer shot over 10 or 12 shots, right?
He's
in charge. So you have to assume between her boyfriend, Taylor's boyfriend, and the other officers, because there were four officers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there probably were, you know, 30 to 40 to 50 capped shots.
Potentially. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
But they won't tell you. You don't know. That's number one. And nobody will disclose what gun killed her. I mean, ballistics should tell you that, right?
Well, they assume it, you know. Well, the only other option would be that the boyfriend shot her, but that's probably not logical. But you know,
well,
I don't know.
Wouldn't want to tell everyone that, would they?
Well, no, because that'd be a little strange, wouldn't it?
Wow, you're a bigger devil's advocate than I am.
Yeah, right.
I know. Yeah, you come up with this stuff like, you know.
Well, the boyfriend ricocheted off the, you know, the,
yeah, right,
the Black Lives Matter medallion and hit her. Yeah.
Or ricocheted off one of the policemen's bulletproof jackets. Or
yeah, that was it.
It ricocheted off their badge.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah. So
it was a bad badge.
Yeah. Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, I hate to put out news that we already know is a fact and everybody knows it. But we will anyway. What the heck? Older workers face higher unemployment due to the virus pandemic. Why? I wonder.
Yeah, right. Those monitors at Walmart, there's not as many because fewer people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, I would. Yep.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, face facts, I'm an older worker. I've got all kinds of things wrong with me. So.
No, my friend Eagle Man, you've got that velvety voice.
I've got that velvet voice. That's it. Yeah, my award-winning velvet voice. Thank you very much. I do have that going for me. So. But yeah, I can see where you can't restrict people in hiring. I was a personnel manager for a 10-store chain in San Diego, so I do know that you can't discriminate against people for age and things like that, or that they might be susceptible, or a woman might get pregnant, or any of those things are illegal to not offer a job to somebody who's qualified.
Well, that's right. Date anyone that works under you. Right?
Yeah. Like, well, that's true. Yeah.
A receptionist, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Nope. I always had a rule. I don't date customers or employees when I was single. I'm married, that still goes.
That still goes. But he wasn't single very long, folks. So it's
I was somebody who was snapped up right away.
Yeah.
So
as you should.
As I should be. That's right. Well, there's unhappy news out there. A stampede kills 11 Afghans, mostly women and older women, seeking visas to leave the country. They're in this soccer stadium. They're trying to get to Pakistan from Afghanistan. And I guess when they opened the visa windows, everybody stampeded and 11 people were killed and another group was injured as well.
So this is a human stampede, not horses.
This is a human stampede. Yeah, 11 people were killed, mostly women. 11 women actually were trampled. 13 people, mostly women, were injured, and where they were trying to get visas to enter Pakistan. Most of those who died were elderly people from across Afghanistan. And in a separate incident, officials say at least 34 Afghan police were killed in an ambush by Taliban militants in northern Afghanistan. So not a happy place over there today in Afghanistan.
Not at all. And the DNC, the Democratic National Committee's talking point will be?
Yes.
People are dying to get to America.
That's right. Well, they're dying to get out of Afghanistan, at least. They're not. There's no stampede at our borders to get out. I know that. So, I don't know why there's not a stampede to get into Canada with your socialized medicine and all your social programs and all that stuff.
Well,
and, immigrants get money.
No, but you advertise it that way, so that scares people away.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Oh, because of socialists, nobody wants to go to Canada?
Yeah, you keep saying it. So, people think it's a bad place, but it's not. It's incredible when I meet or have met through other friends, a lot of immigrants and refugees. And
it's 9 o'clock.
It's incredible. Excuse me about that.
Yeah.
It's incredible the benefits they get. They get better benefits than I do as a retired.
Well, I know. Yeah. They get about $6,000 a month or something to take care of for housing and family of four. Jeez.
The money, the cash, the clothing, the food, the education.
Yeah. I was going to say, we don't have a northern wall. Every 50 feet, there's a rock. The border. Canada on one side,
you
Mexico.
You just have to roll the rocks together and you'll
That's
have.
That's it, yeah. Exactly. You'll say, don't we have the longest shared border in America? Or in
yeah,
the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even more than China and Russia and all those places. Yeah.
And it's so longer than most people think. They, you know, people think it's like 4,000 miles.
Yeah.
Along with the 38th parallel, I think it is.
Yeah.
But you forget that you forget the 3,000 mile border we have with Alaska.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what people are forgetting. Yeah.
It's a big border, maybe.
Yeah. So don't forget Alaska for all.
Well, but you know our caribou are good because.
Well,
know,
that's true.
Yeah. We've checked all their eyes. So, yeah. You know, they just pass by and.
Okay.
They're good.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right.
Yeah, they travel freely.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up.
Oh, it is?
Believe it or not, Shane. Tom and Shane, we're live here every weekday at 9 o'clock at Mountain Time. Please share that with your friends. You're heading back to Vancouver after the show, right?
Yes, sir. Like in 15 minutes.
Ooh, you better get out of here.
I gotta pack up and be out of here, baby.
Be out of here. All right. Well, I'll be quick then.
I got all the technology stuff. So I got to really.
I know. Yeah. You got to pack up your mixer and mic and everything and take it back. Tom and Shane, we're on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Click KMMSAM.com. Click on Listen Now. You can call us. You can text us. You can do almost anything as long as it's legal and not immoral or fattening. So, whatever you want to do. Watch our past shows at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be taken over there immediately. And, of course, if you're watching us on YouTube right now, please subscribe and like us and comment where you're watching from, and leave us some thoughts about what you think about the show. And also a new feature on YouTube, we are putting timestamps on it, so all of our topics will be time stamped, so you can go directly to a topic if you want to. And thanks for watching and for listening, and say goodbye, Shane.
I hope you have all enjoyed my Aztec war canoe. That's new art here in the central part of BC. Be happy, be safe, live in the moment, live to work. So important, and God bless the people of Canada, the United States, because we're pretty good people. And Tom and I want you to know we are very grateful to live in the two greatest country clubs in the world.
Amen to that. And Linda says, great show, thank you, bye. And we are also going to say goodbye also, so thanks, Linda. We'll see everybody bright and early tomorrow morning at 9. Mike McCormick may join us. I haven't heard from Mike, so we may have him on. He's a financial guy, and so he'll join us tomorrow. And of course we'll also be talking about the debate on Friday, so you don't want to miss that show. That will be good.
And Saturday
as well. We'll be talking about a lot of this stuff on Saturday on our regular radio show, 8 to 11 Mountain Time, KMMSAM.com. So we thank you all for that. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. And we'll see everybody tomorrow, 9 a.m.